This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey. Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
James.
And Mark.
And there's some pretty big news, James, that you had in your show prep, and as did I, about the FBI's browser hack. And it's something that has struck close to home here at the Free Talk Live studios because, well, this whole situation resulted in our studios being raided by the FBI. What happened was in 2015, the FBI took over a child pornography website on Tor.
Called the Playpen.
That's what it was called. It was an underground, you know, Tor site. Everything on Tor is sort of a hidden service, as they're called. And they took over this website. They found the server. And
for like 3 or 4 weeks.
For 2 solid weeks, they operated a child pornography website.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations operated a child pornography website.
Something with like 200,000 users or something like that, or 100,000 to 200,000 users. Lots of people on the site. They installed some kind of malware. They call it a network investigative technique, but it's a hack.
And we don't know what it is.
Right. And they installed this malware, and that infected over 1,000 computers, reporting back IP address information.
But tens of thousands of people had gone to this area where they had this little hack.
Ostensibly.
Yeah, and it seems very strange that they would only put it in sort of one area, but whatever. I don't know. Seems awfully odd.
Well, they gathered a lot of information.
They just went after the sort of the preteen girl section, as though the guys that are in the people going to the preteen boy section, they're okay.
Well, we don't know for sure. That's what we've heard, but you know, maybe they went after both of them.
Well, all we can do is go by news stories because the Federal Bureau of Investigation certainly isn't
not
being
talking
very forthcoming about operating a child porn website.
Yeah, I love their they release statements, like these sealed statements, and it's like just pages and pages of plaque. You know, everything is redacted, and it's like one person posted, like, oh, like, the FBI's reason for keeping all this a secret is very compelling, and it's just, like, pages and pages of black, so they won't tell us anything.
And actually, what has happened most recently in this case, again, they found a bunch of IP addresses, they've conducted a lot of investigations, and have made over 130 arrests because of this hack that we still don't really know exactly what it is. Well, one of the people who was charged after these arrests with ostensible possession of child pornography has, in his case, challenged the fact that the FBI has been not revealing in their discovery what method they used to actually gather the information that broke the anonymity of the people who thought they were anonymous over the Tor browser. Because the Tor experience is supposed to be an anonymized internet experience, and yet the FBI were able to de-anonymize people.
And here's the disturbing thing, I think. If the government is going to bring evidence against you, I think you should know, like, how they collected that evidence.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's chain of custody.
Like, it's outrageous that they would be allowed to use evidence and then not tell you how they collected it. That'd be like, that's so outrageous, it's unbelievable.
And they've brought charges against, what, hundreds of people at this point. They haven't done that with Free Talk Live. At this point, all they've done is come in, take some computers. We've got no information as to what happened, nothing. There's no accusation. We have no clue.
And the rulings here by judges in this case, or these various cases, because there have been a bunch of them so far, have been mixed. There have been a couple of judges that have thrown out the initial warrant that authorized the placing of the hacking tool onto the server, which then resulted in all the data coming in. That has been thrown out by two different judges at, I believe, the district court level at the federal courts. But on very recently, just this last week, a judge has reversed his own decision on one of these questions. Let me give you
crazy
more details
town.
Here.
I mean, a judge reversing a decision, you never hear that.
He reversed his decision on what originally was his order to the FBI to reveal the full malware code that it used to identify visitors of the dark web child pornography site, including the exploit that circumvented the protections of the Tor browser. The government fought back against the, again, this judge made this decision back in February. He said, you guys have to reveal this as part of discovery. Well, the government fought back largely in sealed motions and tried to convince the judge to reconsider. It has now succeeded. The government's motion has been granted, and the FBI does not have to provide the exploit code to the defense as previously ordered. That means the defense in the case will probably be unable to examine how the evidence against their client was collected in the first place. But it would seem to me that they would be able to conduct an interlocutory appeal, right? Is it interlocutory the right word for that?
I'm not familiar with it, John. I'm sorry.
I think it is. It's where...
You're more of a legal expert than I am.
I'm no expert, but I am pretty sure that that is the kind of appeal where, yeah, okay, there's this criminal case going on, right? So this case is happening, and then they put in this motion to reveal this part of discovery. How did this hacking tool actually work? The judge has now reversed his order on that and is denying that motion, but you can appeal the denial of that motion. And if you're appealing something like that in the middle of a case, which is what they're doing, then that's called, I believe it's an interlocutory appeal, where they basically press pause on the criminal case and then go through the appeals process and getting that question answered of, okay, well, this lower court judge says you don't have to reveal the hacking tool, but what would an appeals court say about that same question? This doesn't have to end here, and if he's got a decent attorney, and I don't know if he does, but if he's got a decent attorney, they should be able to file for the interlocutory appeal, pause the case, and then get this question decided before moving on. Because obviously whether or not this data comes out could be an important kind of crux of this case.
Well, another,
I want to know.
Yeah, another thing is, you know, as... You know, I guess the public at large, we need to know, like, how did they do this? You know, is Tor still safe? Because journalists use Tor.
Right.
Dissidents in, like, Iran use Tor. I mean, there are very legitimate uses of Tor, and it's a very dangerous thing if Tor is broken. So either there's something wrong with Tor itself,
or the browser.
There's some exploit that these people are using.
Yeah, well, this is a really wise move on the part of the FBI, because they broke the Constitution on a group of people that everyone hates. These people child porn. I mean, pedophiles, right? I mean, what else? Let's just use the terminology that people are going to use for folks like this. Nobody likes a pedophile. Oh well, who cares if their constitutional rights have been compromised? But the fact of the matter is if they can compromise the constitutional rights of the worst, most vile, disgusting pedophile out there, then they can compromise the constitutional rights of anybody. And if they can compromise the constitutional rights of anybody, why are we here? What's this America experiment all about?
Mm.
I mean, what did soldiers die for the last 200 and something years? The power of the state? Well, that actually is the answer to the question. But they don't think that's why they died.
That's right. Now, it's not totally clear why Judge Robert J. Bryan changed his mind. On Thursday, the government and Bryan had a private meeting where the government presented its reasons.
Stuck a gun in his face.
They presented its reasons for non-disclosure of the Tor browser exploit. Court filings have indicated the exploit itself may not be classified, but the reasons for non-disclosure are. Originally, Judge Bryan had ordered the malware disclosure because, although the case involved highly technical elements, the issue boiled down to a simple constitutional point. He had said during a hearing in February, quote, "You say you caught me by the use of computer hacking, so how do you do it? How do you do it? A fair question," said the judge during his hearing in February. Despite backtracking somewhat, Bryan still thinks the defense has a reason to see the code, according to audio of the public section of Thursday's hearing provided by an activist, Phil Moak. Of course, whether the FBI decides to then provide it is another matter.
You know, this is, you know, I'll give a real quick analogy what this is like. This would be like the police go, oh, we have pictures of you doing this crime. and then maybe it's like pictures of you like breaking into a bank vault, mm-hmm. and then they like refuse to state how they got the picture.
Yeah, where'd the camera? Where was the camera?
No, they need to be like, I, Agent Joe Smith, placed the camera on June 1st, you know, and I swear that I placed it, and it took pictures, and we downloaded the pictures from the device. You need to know exactly how that evidence was collected, so you can challenge it in the event that it was collected illegally or if it's not true.
MAC addresses can be spoofed, and pictures can be photoshopped.
The toll-free number is 855-453. You can also bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on the FBI hacking people's computers. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Whether it's the crazy man allegedly shooting police in Manchester and leaving a 700-page manifesto. He's still alive, by the way. They took him alive, amazingly. Normally the police don't show that much restraint when one of their own is shot. But then again, he didn't kill the cops that he shot, so maybe that helped him stay alive. You can talk about that. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The FBI running a child pornography website and refusing to give up their hacking tool that they've installed on over 1,000 computers. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Daryl is in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Daryl.
Yeah, I don't know if you probably heard in the news that Republican members of the Texas legislature are meeting in like the state convention talking about possible vote for secession from the union.
Yeah, we actually had a guy call earlier who I believe was at the meeting, and he seemed very, very intimately familiar with the sort of the parliamentary boring process that goes on at these god-awful conventions that people subject themselves to. And it looked like it was a close vote, but ultimately the vote to at least have some sort of statement in their platform about some kind of secession parameters as far as, well, if the federal government does a bunch of naughty things, then we will support secession for Texas, basically, was kind of the gist of the proposal. And it did not go forward. It narrowly lost, apparently, by a relatively close vote. So that's the latest from Texas. How do you feel about secession, Daryl?
I think overall, I think it's going to happen eventually, only because the federal government keeps getting worse. And I read an article, and I'm sorry if I can't remember where I read it, but the guy's talking about, well, you know, if Texas succeeds, it may be able to get away with it just because lately a lot of states have been doing things that like 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago the federal government wouldn't have tolerated.
But, what is the federal government going to do about Fort Hood?
That's a military fort down there, right?
Yeah, and there's more than one military base in Texas, and they are big.
Yeah. Well, Fort Hood would be, honestly, if they closed Fort Hood, like, immediately instead of, like, a slow withdrawal, it would destroy Killeen. Killeen would become a ghost town. Because Fort Hood is the largest army base, I think, in the world, at least.
Wow.
If not the world, at least for the United States. And that land is actually leased from, is actually privately owned, but the government leases most of it, from what I understand.
Well, this is an interesting question. You know, what happens to these military bases? Because it's not just Texas. They've got military bases in a lot of states. I don't know if it's all 50 of them, but I suspect probably.
Not all 50.
No?
Which really, because I used to live in Iowa. And Iowa, I mean, they have National Guard facilities, but they don't have an actually active duty base there, which is kind of weird. But San Antonio's got like 3 or 4 bases. And also the boot camp for the U.S. Air Force is in San Antonio. And that would be an interesting thing to happen. And plus, like, if the reason why I say Texas might be able to get away with it, because a lot of things that other states go on, like, you know, decriminalizing marijuana, which the government doesn't want doing, you know, cities that are, say, hey, we're sanctuary cities for illegal aliens, you know, 50 years ago, that wouldn't have been tolerated. You know, in the 70s, that wouldn't have been tolerated.
Sure.
But now it's just like, well, okay, we'll let you get away with it. And that's why he thinks that, you know, given enough time, that pretty much the federal government is going to quit trying to force half its laws.
Well, they're certainly, you know, destroying their credibility with people. A lot of people are not happy with Congress and haven't been for a long time. It's just like, it's as though the American people are dragging along this ball and chain of the federal government. It's like they feel they're obligated to it. They feel like they owe the debt. They feel like they're part of this thing, all it does is tell them what to do and how to live.
They were forced all through their elementary school years to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Of course they feel forced. They went to government schools and they were forced to say government pledges to the point that they, you know, that they thank everybody for it. And it's, you know, it's completely, it is immoral to have a bunch of kids take a loyalty oath who are not old enough to even know what it means.
Oh, that's true. You know, my kids, you know, I mean, they go to public school, and I know they know the Pledge of Allegiance. And
mine wouldn't know what you're talking about if you started saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I said my kids, I mean, I know what it means. You know, back then I didn't know when I learned it. But also, like, my kids also, like, they listen to Free Talk Live when I listen to it. If I'm in the car, I'm listening to, you know, other stuff. So my kids aren't hearing just the government propaganda. They're hearing,
that's
hey, they're hearing some Free Talk Live. They're hearing some Christopher Cantwell. They're hearing people who have hope in the Yeah. You know, sometimes I have to turn Cantwell off because he's a little bit, I think his use of colorful metaphors might get them in trouble at school. So
that's a possibility. Daryl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And keep us in the loop. You hear more about Texas secession. I'm very excited about it. I hope that... You know, I would love to see New Hampshire be first.
It looks like there's two bases in New Hampshire.
Yeah, one over in the Portsmouth area, right?
Pease, and then there's a New Boston Air Force Station. It dates back to 1942.
Yeah, so, I mean, how do you deal with that? Because at some point, somebody, some state is going to secede. At some point, it has to happen. Unless the federal government crashes and burns first. So it's going to be one of those things. The federal government either implodes and just becomes nothing and...
I think they're going to implode financially sooner than later.
All right. Well, I hope you're right, too. Daryl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. In either case, the question is, what happens to the military?
The debt just keeps on going up, up, up. And the military, from what I can tell, is sort of the only legitimate thing the federal government does by their sort of their own standards. They take money, and then they distribute it to states for things like Medicare, Medicaid, and that sort of thing. But... Well, I mean, Social Security, they administer Social Security. So, I mean, they're in what? They're an insurance organization and a protection agency. They're a poorly run insurance agency and a poorly run protection agency is basically what they are.
But they're not going to want that to go away. And the people who support the state are... A lot of them support the military across the board. So from the left to the right, they will all claim to support the troops. And so they're one of the last organizations that's going to be defunded in the event of the federal government being unable to pay its bills. It may get to that point. I mean, we did hear about Venezuela, where certain military members have been caught stealing goats because they don't have any food left at the military base that they were staying at. So, you know, if the federal government gets to that point, you will see a lot of military members just decide, okay, well, I'm not getting paid for this job anymore, and I don't love the country that much, so I'm just going to go ahead and take a walk. And so at some point it could get to that point, but it seems like the federal government will be last to cut the military as opposed to many of its other branches. But it'd be interesting to see how it all shakes out, and I hope that Texas is successful, or Vermont, or New Hampshire. These are some of the places with active secession movements, and it seems like Texas is really the most active. If you remember back in 2012, when Barack Obama was elected, there was those petitions, those online secession petitions.
Yeah,
there was one from Texas, which got, like, what was it, 700,000, a million signatures or something like that? Now, it was
got
people,
a bunch of them.
It wasn't just people in Texas who could sign it. It's an internet petition, so anybody with an IP address anywhere could sign the petition. But it was still an indicator that there's a large amount of interest in the idea of secession. Now, of course, if Donald Trump wins in this year, is that going to result in a larger push for Texas secession, or will they simmer down? Will they only get upset because it's a red state?
Sure.
Will they only get upset if it's Hillary Clinton who wins? Either way, I think we'll still see more states talking about secession, or more people within the states talking about it, and that's what we got to do. That's step one, is to talk about it and help make it real. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Join the show. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, Ian here.
James.
And Mark.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels, maybe even you. If people were to recognize that one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice of the world would cease. But that will happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. It's called The Most Dangerous Superstition, and you can buy it on Amazon and LarkinRose.com. Again, The Most Dangerous Superstition. I've read it, and I would recommend this book. It's excellent. It's short. It's easy to read, and it makes a really solid pro-freedom point that I don't think a lot of people will consider without it. So check it out, The Most Dangerous Superstition, as we go to Zachary, listening in Ithaca, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zachary.
Hello, Ian.
Hey there.
I just got fired from Cornell this morning by a phone call.
Nice. Sure knew that was going to help coming, Zachary.
You want to elaborate or should I?
Well, let me see if I can recap briefly, because it helps me, because that way I know if I've understood what you've told me previously. So previously you worked for Cornell in one of their kitchens or food service areas. Cornell's the university in Ithaca. Anyway, you were working for them, and there was an article in the newspaper that interviewed you, and you gave some opinions about how awful it was to work around some of these people who are also in this union that you're forced to be a part of. You didn't have the most glowing comments about the union, or in that case, you know, Cornell's use of unions, and they ended up suspending you, and now you said you're fired. Is that right?
That's pretty correct. Really, what the situation was that when I met with HR, I periscoped it and then put it on YouTube. You guys tweeted it out for me, or put it on your Facebook, which I appreciate. So today, when they called me at 11 in the morning and said, "You're terminated," Schwarzenegger style, I said, "Why?" And the response was, because of the conversation we had when we confronted you, which you can see online. It's Cornell HR talking to you from Cornell HR. And then the following, I called into you right after that, and I posted that, and I called in a couple days afterward because there was this scare on campus about online threats. I thought they might have been trying to pigeonhole me. So basically, it was for exercising my First Amendment rights to freedom of speech that I was fired. May I?
Yeah.
There was an article that just came out today. There was a Cornell senior or junior who was basically railroaded under rape charges at Cornell, and he's filed a lawsuit saying that essentially the university's system for dealing with alleged sexual assault is illegal and biased. And Cornell hates bad press. So I kind of refuse to roll over and just, you know, I'm going to get another job on Monday morning, and I'm going to appeal the decision with the union. But Cornell's an evil organization that exploits this town and its workers.
Why would you want to go back to work for them?
Because it's the only job in town that actually pays a decent wage and has benefits, because I have...
Oh, I doubt it. You could probably go work at the prison or something.
There's no prison in town. There's a salt mine. I have a car. So essentially, there's really no actual opportunity to work in Ithaca apart from...
But why would you want to go back to work somewhere that you don't like? I mean, you don't like the management, you don't like the atmosphere, you don't like the union. Sure,
he doesn't like being poor either.
Sure, you have a right to... Hold on. Now, sure, you have a right to appeal the decision. That's one of those union perks. But you hate the job. I mean, there's plenty of jobs in the world. You don't have to stay in Cornell, right? Or is there a reason why there's like a something holding you?
The reason why is that I will not leave my people behind. I have become close friends with all the people I work with. We're all oppressed. We're all, having to deal with a really intolerable kind of backward system. And the thing is, I don't have any kids. I don't have a wife. I don't have the obligations a lot of people I work with have. So I'm free to speak out. I have a lot of silent supporters, you know, the great silent majority. But the fact is, a lot of people are not willing to go up against the administration because they'll get fired. Simply out of fear. And I'm not afraid. I have skills. I can go get another job basically anywhere because I'm not one of these union leeches that just makes everyone's lives insufferable. The fact of the matter is the Cornell University itself runs this whole town like that guy from the guy from Ghost.
Patrick Swayze?
Yes,
yeah,
runs the
Swayze
town like Patrick Swayze.
No. He's a doorman. He's the...
I don't remember the movie. I haven't seen Ghost since.
Runs the town.
It's like Roadhouse, and Cornell is the evil car dealership guy. Okay.
So,
I just wanted to make it clear.
So let me see if I'm following you here. You're going to go and try to get a job back at a place you hate to work, because you feel like you need to change the system from the inside?
Well, I mean, I actually don't dislike my job. I like the students. I like the people I work with. It's the evil institution within that I have objection to. I don't like seeing people getting exploited. I don't like seeing bad food getting served. I don't like seeing...
I can't blame you, man. It sounds like you're passionate. It sounds like this is something that's really important to you, that despite the frustrations of working in this union... for this bureaucracy, basically, which is Cornell, you want to try to sort of change the system from the inside. And, you know, to some extent, I get that. And that's, you know, that's what a lot of us are trying to do, is change this absurd system. You're just doing it on a more local level and within this college. And many of us are pushing for, maybe at a state level, similar changes to make things better. You don't like seeing people being oppressed. I can definitely relate to that.
Good luck, though.
Yeah, you know, I do wish you the best, Zach.
Ithaca is a good place. It's my home. But Cornell is the tick that's bigger than the dog, and it's sucking the life out of this community.
All right.
Someone has to stand up to them.
Good luck, dude. Good luck. All right, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, hey, it's important to him. I say right on. Everybody has to have a passion in life. Obviously, Cornell's a little different because, while yes, it is an organization that is based in the state, you know, they get funding, I'm sure, from the state, as most colleges do. Ultimately, most people are choosing to do business with Cornell. They are choosing to send their kids there, unlike, let's say, the government school system, where everyone is forced to pay for the education of someone else.
Well, you're forced to pay for people's education at Cornell. We just don't know how much.
Yeah, it's probably not the same extent.
If they're getting Pell Grants, then you're doing it.
Sure, but it's probably not to the same extent as far as, you know, the government's actually spending buku bucks on the government schools versus the colleges.
The nice thing about colleges is it tends to be most of their money comes from
their customers.
Well, yeah, from at the very least, their customers signing up. Right. So like it's like a school voucher system as opposed to anything else. I don't think that even state universities get enough money to operate if students aren't going there. Students want to go there. So, you know, that's that. I think that mostly, you know, they could go to other universities and take their student dollars with them, whether they're, you know, they're government dollars or not. They're still going with the student if the student picks a different university.
So what is it that you are passionate about? You know, if you've got that same level of passion, I want to know what you're interested in, you know, making a change in the world for. You can share your thoughts with us here tonight at 855-450-FREE. Right now in Venezuela, actually, this story just a day or so old out of Al Jazeera, opposition parties staging marches in an effort to step up a campaign to topple President Nicolas Maduro via a recall referendum. We reported to you, I think it was earlier this week, that one of the people who pushed this recall referendum, which got something like 1.8 million signatures, that's a lot of signatures, he was assassinated not too long ago, like within the last week or so. Mm. And now many of the supporters of this recall effort are getting into the streets, and things are getting a little bit heated in Venezuela. Plus, more on the way. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you want to share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-3733. This case continues to develop out of Manchester, New Hampshire, where a man shot, allegedly, two police officers early this morning. The officers are still alive. But, you know, I think it is important to point something out about this. And number one, this guy is not a libertarian. Just to make sure we're crystal clear, this guy wants a U.S.-run bank. He wants a government-run bank because he feels more comfortable with the government holding his money.
Yeah, he also refers, he's like, in one of his Facebook posts, he's really insulted that someone is insulting his heritage. And he's like, this is my homeland. You know, he's real clear on, you know, he sounds to me like maybe like a misguided patriot kind of guy, like
hard to say.
I'm a doing this for America. Like, it's kind of the gist I'm getting here, because he writes a witness statement to government workers where he's like, I gotta warn you guys that it's hard to follow, but basically it sounds like he's saying that the Axis powers never really went away, and they're working with Osama bin Laden.
Hail Hydra.
He does talk about the Axis in there. I've seen that a lot. And you're doing
Hydra.
You're trying to dissect it as much as you can, James. You're putting together a post for freekeen.com. So
my favorite is the part where he believes that the hackers have tricked him into believing, the hackers in his brain have tricked him into believing that Dave Chappelle's leg shaking is, I don't know, even what is he trying to convince
him? He says during a performance by Dave Chappelle, Dave Chappelle's leg began spasming like a dog being pet, and he yelled, I've got a microchip in my brain, which resulted in applause, and he, you know, Dave exited the stage. The author says, I believe this was an animation which computer hackers transmitted ahead of the normal signal that was programmed this evening. So it sounds like he's basically saying that, you know, the people controlling his chip
implanted a vision.
Yes.
That he saw something because they sent a program
That's right.
to replace what actually happened in the Dave Chappelle comedy skit.
Like, maybe I'll look that up.
I haven't seen that one, but maybe that's what happened.
Let's go to Ray. He's in Missouri. So, yeah, stay tuned to freekeen.com. James is working on that piece over there. Ray, you're in Missouri, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
I'm a truck driver, and geez, I was
thanks for your service.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're welcome. Everybody contributes to our nation here. And
yeah, but 99% of the products in the store are moved by truckers.
Yeah, you keep us alive, man. I appreciate that.
That may be true. I don't. But I get to hear quite a bit of good talk radio around the country. While I don't know about if a lot of it. I'm a little bit, I put 2 years in the military a long time ago, over in Germany, 81, 83. Before I didn't get caught up into any crazy excursions where...
Keeping Germany safe from beer gardens and gals and lederhosen.
Yeah, we were the trouble over there, the actual young GIs running around and causing a little bit of trouble. But, what are you going to do? That's used to it, I guess. I don't want to waste the time, and I'll let you go and talk to other people, but let me get down to the main thing that's been on my mind for a long time, and I've gotten by it already. I've already come to grips with it. If you look, people talk about, the election, this and that, what's going wrong in the country. A lot of them, seemingly important issues, and, on the surface, they seem like they're important. But a guy like me, I guess... I look at the dang 9/11 situation, and in my mind, there's something that's been pulled over our eyes, and now just recently, you hear talk about people wanting to, now they want to release that chapter that was washed out. Yeah, but I mean that whole, if you go beyond a little bit beyond the dang national media, and go out on the internet maybe and look at some of the videos of all the anomalies that were apparent, and all the crazy coincidences that were apparent at that time, and I'll just mention the Tower 7 coming down. You tell people, there were three buildings that came down in 9/11. The one came down 5 hours after. It came down in a pile of bricks like the other two, and nobody seemed to know about it. What are you talking about? There were only two planes that got hit. There were only two buildings that got hit by planes. And they believe that those planes...
Well, that's true. Only two buildings did get hit by planes, but a third building did fall on that particular day. We've, of course, been receiving calls about this for more than a decade here on Free Talk Live. And
it's back in the news right now.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's some new commission to study the old commission.
my viewpoint on this is that I don't know what happened. I don't know. I don't believe the government story, but I don't believe all the conspiracy accounts that I've heard either. And I find that focusing on things like this obsessively, and I'm not saying you are, but I'm just sort of making a general statement, focusing on things like this obsessively is unhealthy, because ultimately I already know the government's bad. I already know that the state is an evil institution that justifies its, existence. It uses violence against peaceful people, and that's not okay. So would I put it past people within the apparatus of the state to set something up? It's happened before. There are false flags. The reason the state got into the Vietnam War, for instance, is a good example of that, of the Gulf of Tonkin event. So those things aren't unprecedented in history. But focusing on it, obsessing over it, and trying to persuade people on it is not something I want to spend my time on, because I can show people that the state is evil by showing, actual, undoubtable, verifiable, concrete examples of what the state has done. That it's in the media, it's confirmed, there's video footage of the police doing X, Y, or Z, abusing people's
rights.
There's
plenty of examples. Like, the most recent one was that guy getting beat up by the Nashua police.
This was this week.
It's clear, he gets out of the car, he puts his hands up.
Slowly.
And then they pummel him. They tackle him, and they punch him and punch
them.
Him and punch him.
One man versus, five or six cops right there surrounding him?
I think
him
it was more than that.
Yeah, at the very least. So, Ray, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And I appreciate that point of view, and you're right. To get stuck in quicksand and stay in quicksand when it's useless, you're wasting your life, not enjoying your life, I agree with that 100%. But and I agree with the evils going around the country, people being abused by the police and whatnot. But a lot of good police out there, and there's a lot of nuts out there. But hey, the problem, I don't think the problem stops at the state. There's a cabal ruling the rich people, and the rich people, if you look into some of their stuff, the things that they do at these gatherings and stuff, and it's being brought down now.
The things they do at these gatherings, are you talking about like Bohemian Grove, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm talking about these people don't worship God, a loving God. They worship the opposite of a loving God and domination of other people.
Well, there's definitely some weird esoteric beliefs among some of the elites in society. There's no doubt about that. And you can, that's another rabbit hole that you can go way deep down into. And then you end up like, you know, a crazy man writing ramblings on the internet.
So I think seeing triangles and everything.
I think you got to be careful with that stuff, Ray. And I appreciate your call tonight. Feel free to call us again anytime. We do appreciate it. Because, you know, I don't mind talking about these things. Have you ever seen the Bohemian Grove stuff? It's weird.
I read a book on it. A guy went in with Alex Jones, and he was a reporter from like the London Times or something like that. And he had an entirely different experience than Alex Jones had. He said, you know, there's owls everywhere, but if you go into the Hyatt hotels, there's H's everywhere, too. You know, it's just kind of the logo of the event. Yes, there's a big giant owl in the middle of this place.
They do have a weird cremation of care thing where they, like, burn this.
Well, religions are weird. Like, imagine if you had never heard about Christians, and then you go into church and they say, this is the body of Christ.
Yes. We're eating
the Jewish our
zombie.
Savior.
That's right. I mean, it's
drinking his blood. Like, it's creepy.
If you put it all together, it's some bizarre stuff. But you're indoctrinated in it from, you know, the very earliest of ages, so it's fine.
It's one of those rabbit holes that can go as deep as you want it to, and it's a dangerous thing. There's a blog, The Vigilant Citizen, that I read just as sort of like, you know, fun. It's entertaining to read it. But this guy is convinced that there's the Illuminati out there and that they're showing themselves in all of these, you know, pop culture music videos and in movies. And the dude seems relatively well-informed on a lot of the symbolism that he talks about. But, man, if you start going down that road, it never ends. I mean, it's just one conspiracy linked to the next, to the underground, to the various different skull and bones organizations.
It's a mess. And once you find out the truth, once you've got the truth,
then you can't explain it.
What do you have?
You can't.
You know,
it's impossible.
You're just a crazy person running around with your own feces saying, this is the truth.
Right. And then you've
got
the
truth.
And
you've look at it.
700-page manifesto. All right, so we're out of time here tonight, but we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.